Down Under by Bill Bryson. Read by William Roberts. Part 1. Into the Outback. Chapter 1. Flying into Australia, I realized with a sigh that I had forgotten again who their Prime Minister is. I am forever doing this with the Australian PM, committing the name to memory, forgetting it, generally more or less instantly, then feeling terribly guilty. My thinking is that there ought to be one person outside Australia who knows. But then Australia is such a difficult country to keep track of. On my first visit some years ago, I passed the time on the long flight from London, reading a history of Australian politics in the 20th century, wherein I encountered the startling fact that in 1967 the Prime Minister, Harold Holt, was strolling along a beach in Victoria when he plunged into the surf and vanished. No trace of the poor man was ever seen again. This seemed doubly astounding to me. First, that Australia could just lose a Prime Minister. I mean, come on. And second, that news of this had never reached me. The fact is, of course, we pay shamefully scant attention to our dear cousins down under. Though not entirely without reason, I suppose. Australia is, after all, mostly empty and a long way away. Its population, about 19 million, is small by world standards. China grows by a larger amount each year, and its place in the world economy is consequently peripheral. As an economic entity, it is about the same size as Illinois. From time to time, it sends us useful things, opals, merino wool, Errol Flynn, the boomerang, but nothing we can't actually do without. Above all, Australia doesn't misbehave. It is stable and peaceful and good. It doesn't have coups, recklessly overfish, armed...